The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, James and Betty share the basics of life.
Because when I seek the treasure, and if you're listening to Betty and me, we're not on a scavenger hunt, we're on a treasure hunt. We invite you to join us on the treasure hunt and recognize you're a treasure to God and He is the greatest treasure.
That this house right here is where we have to start before we can affect His house.
Turning an upside down world right side up, next.
Well, I want to welcome you to this special series of programs that you'll be hearing actually for the next several weeks. I'm going to be talking to you along with our guests and Betty and I during this program on the basics of life, fulfilling God's kingdom agenda. What does that really look like? And I think if I had to narrow the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven that Jesus said is at hand down to a single succinct statement, I believe I would simply reference it in this manner. Living in His presence in the present, right now. Jesus, the center of everything. I'm going to be communicating very directly with you and with our television audience. I believe the very heart of God. If you give earnest attention, I think you're going to be finding that your whole world is going to be turned right side up. You know, Betty and I are just so grateful to be able to share with you. We've got, you know, a lot of times I find myself closing a program, asking you to help others and be involved in that. And sometimes my heart gets broken, and I've gotten to where now I pretty well live with a broken heart, not without hope, but with a broken heart. You know, Jeremiah said that he was weeping over the people. And Paul said, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish myself separated from God, from my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the law. I want them to know the Lord. And I'm weeping. Jesus wept. Many times people wonder why Jesus wept, Betty, at the graveside of Lazarus when He knew He was going to raise him. Why would He weep? I know why. It's the shortest verse in the Bible. If you have difficulty memorizing some, you can surely do that one. Jesus wept. Why did He weep? Because they were weeping. He really cares about what's on your heart. And somehow Betty and I have gotten what's on His heart, on our heart, and you are. Betty and I are going to be sharing, I think, probably for the rest of our life and with every guest we bring in, the basics of life and how we together fulfill God's kingdom agenda. You've heard me in the last year say several times, as I've had a great concern for the nations of the free world, because I want freedom to be available. And with freedom comes responsibility. And you don't know how to be responsible unless you're under the direction of a sovereign providential power and a reliable foundation upon which to build a sound life, a house that's built on a rock. And I've really been praying and praying for this, you know, for the will of God to be done on earth. But I'd really been overlooking, even when I met with the church leaders and pastors, Betty, I would say, if Jesus taught us to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, then that means it's possible and it's important. But I had overlooked that preceding phrase in the model prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And that's where Jesus is Lord of all and ruler. Let me just share with you what's been happening in my life. You know, Betty, we started giving away these little journals. And by the way, if you didn't get one, I treasure this because when I seek the treasure, And if you're listening to Betty and me, we're not on a scavenger hunt. We're on a treasure hunt. We invite you to join us on the treasure hunt and recognize you're a treasure to God, and He is the greatest treasure. And He must be Lord of Lords and King of Kings in your life, His kingdom in you. Don't live your life. Don't live your life trying to get out of here. Oh, He's going to come get you, but He wants to come get a church, a people, a family adorned, dressed in His glory, in the weight of His manifest presence. People who give God glory, but who allow His glory and His presence to literally carry us, to lift us above the circumstances and pressures and pains and the problems that we think are insurmountable, and to open our eyes and let us have a light that illuminates the way. It even says, you be light that pierces the darkness, and you be my family that comes together like living stones, and upon these stones coming together. That's the rock. It's not simply a person. It's not just the revelation of God, but it's the rocks, plural, of the rocks coming together, living stones fit together. And upon those living stones, I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. The gates of bondage and destruction and deception will not prevail against my church, built upon my family coming together, every member, every part fitting together, member to member, each member of this body, the heavenly body, the church, as well as this body, supplying what this part needs, by divine connections and functioning in a healthy fashion. This is what God's inviting us to. This is the kingdom. This is the church. We've got to stop just going to church and be the church. We've got to let the light shine. Get it out from under the covering of racism, of nationalism, of partisanship, of sectarianism. Don't be covered by Catholicism, Protestantism, Baptist, Charismatic, Pentecostal. Receive the fullness of all God has in whatever circle you're in. Just don't get covered by the circle you're in. Don't get covered by the family on earth and fail to be a part of the family of God and the body of Christ, because it takes His body, not just a somebody and a few individuals who do it all alone, but it's when we together stand like a family with a heavenly Father that His kingdom is revealed first to us and then through us. And this is what God is calling us to. Well, I've been taking this little journal. And in my journey, Betty, I've been journaling. And you know where I got this journal. And I remember when I got it, because I was very ill. And it was over a year ago, and Betty's trying to put up Christmas decorations, which she thinks that is so fun. I said, why don't you just leave them up all year? What I have to do is just leave them up. Turn them on. She said, well, you know, electric, I don't care. It's pretty. It's a big little bitty light. It's not a big deal. But she puts them up, and then we take them down. And I'm telling you, you got to be much of a man or men to take our Christmas tree down and fold it up and get it in that sack, for heaven's sake. But a year ago, I was too sick to help. And our daughter that had just won a battle with cancer, throat cancer, she came up to fill our house with life and joy and energy. And she did in one day what we couldn't do in a week. And I sat there in my recliner. I was still too weak to get around, recovering from hip replacement surgeon staff infection. I'm saying, Robin, this house is just so amazing. It's full of energy. It's so great. And I began to ask her to pray for her dad, that I'd be as strong in my battle as she was. And during that visit, she handed me this journal. Oh, of course, it was just blank pages and a nice little leather binder. Within a week, I called her. She got back to Oklahoma. I said, Robin, I've just been writing down the things that God impresses on my heart when I'm praying and reading. And it's just really, really exciting. He called my attention, and I just jotted it down, to this group of New Testament Christians. Betty, I think it's just amazing. And do all of you here remember the group of Christians that were referenced? It's in the 17th chapter of Acts. It says, these are the ones that have come to our city, the ones who've turned the world upside down. They've come to trouble us. And by the way, they questioned them a little bit, and then they basically ran them out of town, and they went on to another area. That was Thessalonica. They went to Berea. And they said the people in Berea, they were more noble than the ones in Thessalonica, because they searched the scriptures whether those things were so. See, they were telling them about this reason the world was turned, not upside down. The fact is, an upside down world had suddenly been turned right side up. That's what the kingdom of God does. That's what we're supposed to do as believers. We turn an upside down life right side up by receiving the fullness of God's life in His kingdom. And we as believers can turn an upside down, an inverted world, right side up. I wrote that down in the journal, those passages. And God began to talk to me about these people in Acts 17 that had actually turned the world right side up. Now, if you're flying inverted, and you know what causes people to fly upside down? They've got an inverted worldview. They have got a despicable worldview. They're deceived, and they actually have a deadly, destructive worldview. Because if you're flying, you know, Betty, I'm a pilot. You remember years ago, even when I was a college student, I'd make model airplanes and make them on the kitchen table.
Yes, definitely.
And I'd use my little razor knife and cut the wood, and you'd say, look at that scratch on the
table. All the glue.
I was awful. I told y'all in an earlier program, I was terrible. God just let me walk in her grace. But I would make those airplanes, and they were radio controlled, and I'd go, as a hobby, I'd fly them. And you turn them upside down. You get really good. You turn the plane upside down. You come right down over the runway, and you flip it back over and go off. You do that. Fighter pilots do that. But there was a fighter pilot not long ago who pulled up on the controls to ascend and flew straight into the ground. Why? Unknowingly, they were flying upside down. And if you're flying inverted, you're upside down. Up is down. Down is up. Here's a point. This is what God drove into my heart. He said, when you draw your influence from below, and this goes for you, it's not just in Washington, it's not just national leaders. When you draw your influence from the world rather than from above, because wisdom comes from above, the beginning of wisdom is the reverential fear of God. He is above all. He is all-seeing, all-knowing, and anxious to direct our steps. But when you draw your influence from below, from mere men, from the academic or intellectual community that think they know and prove themselves to be fools, while professing to be wise, every decision you make, when you don't understand, it's like sailing the Titanic and making a course correction that's inappropriate because the captain and the crew are clueless. And you may delay the crash, but you won't alter the crash and the catastrophic consequences. You've got to know where to set the compass. You've got to know where safe harbor is. You've got to know what the standard is that you plow your life and your life's journey toward. You've got to right the ship so that we draw wisdom from above. This goes for everyone in leadership. And this goes for everyone in the community. You want the family straightened out? It starts with you being straightened out. It starts with you. You may say, I don't know about my husband or my wife or my children. You get your life in the center of the will of God so you can begin to more effectively pray for and have a positive effect and influence on them. Turn the ship upright. Betty, God said that the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. You remember a few years ago when Katrina hit the Gulf Coast? Isn't that what storms do?
Yep.
They destroy. Mm-hmm. Did you know Katrina continued on its destructive way? Right through New Orleans, right past the Gulf Coast. That's what storms do. They destroy. Katrina did what storms do. That's not why New Orleans flooded. New Orleans flooded because the levee walls broke and the city flooded. Our nation's in trouble, not merely because there's a spirit of deception and the storms of destruction, but the wall, the hedge is down. Ask Job what it's like when the hedge comes down. If Jesus said the gates of hell and destruction will not prevail against my church, and if the enemy and deception and destruction and division and depression, if that's prevailing, what happened to the wall? See, God calls people to stand in the gap and build up the hedge. That's what He calls people to do. That's what I'm seeking to do, to rebuild the hedge, to get the Word of God back in our hearts, not just carry it in a leather binder, but get it down in our lives. I'm trying to get believers to come together heart to heart, shoulder to shoulder, and to release the love and the power of God all over the earth, and we can do it. And it starts with you. It starts with every individual saying, I give God my life. I want Him to be my King. I want to turn the world right side up by allowing God to turn my world right side up. Betty, some time ago when we were praying early in the morning, I thought you made a very strong statement about this house.
Yeah, I really feel like that this house right here is where we have to start before we can affect His house and be effective in a daily basis in our lives to affect people for the love of Jesus. And I have to start right here, James. I have to say, God, clean out this house first. Make it right. Make it in Your will. And so then I can be a vessel that's more effective for Your kingdom.
I can't help but believe that you've been blessed. And I got to be real honest with you. I get so blessed by Betty. And I think you do too. And some of you take the time to communicate with us as a couple how much she blesses you. And I think you identify with her, many of you, because you think, well, you know, she's not a preacher. She's a homemaker. She's shy, but boy, I sure see Jesus in her. Well, I do too. And here's the thing I pray you understand, because you talk about the revelation of the real basics of life and real kingdom life is where Jesus is the center, where it's His will and where your whole life is just wrapped up in Him. And He's the center. It's King Jesus, King now. It's not just thinking about get out of Dodge or get out of trouble, but bring the kingdom, the presence of Jesus, into this very real world in a very real way. These are the life basics, the basics of life that Jesus spent His 3-year public ministry trying to impart to His disciples. And they finally got it when they were filled with the other person, the Holy Spirit, King Jesus living in us in fullness and releasing His life. And by the way, that's what we ask you to do. No, wait a minute. Not us ask you. It's what He asks us all to do. And that's release His love and His life toward people who are helpless. That's just turning the river loose. And when you release that river, because you really have received His forgiveness, His love, and His help, and His encouragement, and when you release it to others, transforms everything. You have an opportunity right now to give hope to those who are considered hopeless. I want to ask every one of you listening to me right now to just say, I'm going to reach out and touch someone. I'm going to let King Jesus touch someone through me today and lift them out of the pit of despair.
The eldest child in many homes around the world bears the extra responsibility of helping take care of younger siblings within the family. This is especially true in Asian families, where the concepts of honor and duty to one's family are deeply ingrained. For Juanita, this burden to help take care of her younger brothers and sister came at an early age.
3 years ago, my father lost his job and we became very poor with no food to eat. I stopped going to school to get a job as a singer at a nightclub.
Despite the bright lights of the stage, Juanita discovered deep within the shadows of the club, human trafficking was taking place. The club was a front where her youth and beauty was sold to rich and powerful men.
How did that make her feel inside?
I felt like I was thrown into hell. I had no choice. It was horrible and painful.
You know, I don't know if we understand how deep honor goes in the Asian culture. The children will often sacrifice everything to honor and supporting the family. She wants to help her family, but a chance to help her family in a way that does not break her heart. And this is what Rescue Life is all about. We need to give girls like this, who are honorable young girls that actually did what they had no choice about, we need to give them a chance to continue being honorable in a way that does not destroy them.
Well, I want to say thanks to Lisa Bevere and to all the missionaries and our mission team and who've traveled as Betty and I have all over the world to see heartache and pain that there is really a cure for, and it's the love of God. But that love is expressed through people who are available, like Lisa and like the missionaries. But it's the love of God through you that enables the missionaries to rescue precious girls like that beautiful girl. Here she is with an impoverished family and believing that she should help take care of them and going into town where she thinks she's going to have an honest living. And then she is literally turned into a sex slave, and she's trapped, and she's held captive. And oftentimes they get these girls addicted to drugs. They keep them like caged animals. Sometimes they keep them locked in one room where these clients just come through paying their money to sexually abuse and use these little girls. I'm so sorry that is ever a reality, but it is. But you see, we really do have the answer, at least for girls like that. When you find a disease or a sickness, don't you always want to find the cure if you possibly could? When it hits close to home, you know how important it is. Well, we do have a cure for that disease. It is the love of God. But those missionaries, the House of Destiny, the life centers, and the places that we literally pay for with the gifts of people like you, working with the missionaries, you are the ones that make it possible for the housing, for the food, to take care and rescue those precious ones. It costs an average of $128 per child. Would you make that gift? Would you make a portion of that gift? I don't think there are many people who couldn't say, you know what, I'll rescue them. If I had a cure for a disease and I could give that $128 and they'd be well, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Well, you do. And it's the love of God through those wonderful mission workers. Some of you could perhaps take care of 10 children with a gift of $1,280. Whatever you can do, I'm asking you to dial the number there on the screen. Please do it right now. Take your bank card, make the best gift you can. Use that card like a check. If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it. Or you could go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift. We've got some special gifts to say thank you for helping us share the great gift of God's love and to literally rescue the lives of these precious girls and these precious children. Thank you so much for your gift. Please make that call, and thank you for doing it.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out, and we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture that demonstrates God's fatherly love for us as His children. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
All around the world are little children who need someone to help them, to love them. Many of these little ones, mostly young girls, are in danger of strangers taking them, abusing them, and making them do terrible things.
She was 13 when she came to the city to look for a job. What happened when you came to the city?
The owner locked me up and forced me to accept men for sex.
Their lives are full of pain and despair, their innocence stolen, their hopes and dreams shattered. But a good thing is, there are safe places in the world filled with kind people who care about these children. And Life Outreach International is there to love them and give them a safe place to live, where hope and dreams are restored. But what makes me sad is there are still lots of children out there whose lives are in danger, and they need our help.
Just remember, when you make your gift, we're going to send you the butterfly effect, and it really does illustrate clearly the power and the influence and the significance of one person. And then the heart of the Father. Boy, I wish I'd had this when I was a boy. But see, listen, the Father wants everyone to know you're not an orphan. You're a child. We want to send this beautiful bronze along with the butterfly effect to those of you who will help us rescue 10 children or more if you can. Thank you so much for your gift. Thank you for helping us share in action the basics of life, fulfilling God's kingdom agenda. If you'd like to have the message on that subject that you've been hearing, simply ask for it. We'll send it to you on CD as you make a gift to help us share an opportunity for these precious children.
Connect with Life Today through your favorite social media sites. Just go to lifetoday.org and click Connect. Tomorrow, the basics of life.
Literally the invitation to wholeness and healing, not only individually, but nationally.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECF.